ですね。
We saw last week we began the very yesidistic sugi of the dinner of Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, what it refers to, which kind of Tumah is, what the Makoris are, various Protim. And I'd like to be able to give ourselves an opportunity to be able to recap a little bit of what we've seen and move on a little bit in the yesidistic of the sugi. It's perhaps one of the very yesidistic sugis that we find in Kochim, in various places, not just in Kochim, but various sugis in Yomim, Sochim, Nochas, other places. This din of Hutra B'Tzibur, we'd like to try and understand it. This famous the sugi in our sugi in Yomim and Vovim on the basis, the Iker sugi, where these concepts are discussed. And just to remind ourselves of Sabah, where it came into our Inyan. And that's the following. The Gemara had previously discussed, and that's a sugya that we've mentioned a week or two ago in Arichas and the sugya said Gemara. But as part of the Seder of Prisha of the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur, alongside that, or as part of that, there was a chashash that the Kohen had to be, we had to set up such a, he had to make sure that it was Kurish Meishtoi, in order that there shouldn't be a chashash of Shema or Yovoi, of a sovik to a situation of sovik boil nidah. He had to separate himself to make sure that there shouldn't be a situation where he would end up within this 7-day period of having a tumah of a boil nidah which he would himself incur. Not a question of the ishtay being nidah, but the dinner of a boil nidah is that the boil nidah has a tumah shiva which is chal on himself. It's a posel purush a posel tini dosa alof, that he has the dinner of tumah shiva. And in order to avoid that kind of circumstance, so we have to make sure that there's a full prisha of 7 days in order to make sure that he shouldn't enter into such a kind of a chashash. And the Gemara discussed whether you need to have a full 7 days, whether it can be covered within the 7 days, whether the tefillah was by yom, the tefillah was by laila. The maskona sasugi is that lemaisa a boil nidah can be toivul on the yom hashvi, and it would become all toir automatically on leil shvi. But the fullness of the din prisha incorporated this chashash. Otherwise, perhaps it would have been 6 days, as the Gemara explained. Al kaponim, 7 days is to include the chashash of him having incurred a tumas boil nidah. If the last beer that he would have done before the 7-day period would end up that his wife would be found afterwards immediately to be a nidah, which would have caused him to have the chashash of shemel sofik boil nidah, which would have a tumas shiva. So we need to avoid that within this 7-day period of prisha. That was previous sugyas have discussed the barichas. But the Gemara then went on to discuss the shaila. If that's the case, so why are we not also choshesh for him incurring a tumas mace of some kind? Why are we not choshesh that he can come into some contact with a tumas mace? Just like we're worried about various tumas, although in essence that may not be the makor of the idea of prisha, but that certainly was incorporated in the chashash prisha of Purish Me'ishtoi. The Gemara asked Bemis, why was he Purish Me'ishtoi? That was the ik and the kud of the Gemara. Me'ishtoi lama Purish, even if he has to be Purish and he has to go to designate himself at Lishkas Parhedrin. Oh, but that wouldn't, she could have come with, she could have accompanied him. That was the Gemara's shayla. And the Gemara says, no, she can't accompany him with her, and she can't accompany him because we're worried about the Suffolk boil nidah within this 7-day period. Freak the Gemara, if that's the case, if alongside this din prisha, we're also choshish for the din that Ishtoi can't join him because of the chashash of Shema Tovoi, Shema he'll incur upon himself a boil nidus, so why are we not choshish within this Seder of prisha that he could come into contact with the Tumas Meis? What does that mean? So Rashi says that you should avoid contact with people. Rashi says, Sha'a kol adam nechlosim yoytin etzloi, the Gemara says, you should be choshish, you shouldn't come into contact with people. This is the Rashi of Vav on the base. How Rashi explains what the chashash that the Gemara is now relating to in this chashash of Tumas Meis, that we should be choshish within this Yimei HaPrisha. not just Prisham Ishtoi, which is in order to avoid the Chashash of Boil Nidus, but he should be punished in Stam, in contact with any people. It doesn't say anywhere in the Mishnah that he's not allowed to contact with people regularly. Why should that be? In order that he shouldn't incur a Sofik of Tumas Meis. So the Gemara, that's the way Rashi understands the Gemara Kaponim, that we're chushish that somebody could, anybody could die in his company incurring him as a Tumas Sofak. Oh, yeah, Lameis. So the Gemara, from them Zetman, the fact that we're not chushish about the fact that people, to detach him from any company of anybody within this period, as Tumas Hutra B'tzibu. So the Gemara, the reason why that is not a chashash, is because even if that were to happen, that would not render him possible for the Avodah of Yom HaKippurim, that's the Pashas of what the Gemara means, because that kind of Tumah would be Hutra B'tzibur, that kind of Tumah would allow him to go ahead and do the Avodah that he needed to do in Yom Kippur. Although we'll end up with a situation of a Kohen Tomei, clearly a Kohen is Tomei, but Eila Meis is clearly Tomei, Be'etzem, and possible to do the Avodah as far as this Din Tumah is concerned. But when we come to be doing the Avodah, which is the Tzorach Tzibur, and these Din and Be'ez Hashem needs further clarification and defining, Abba, the din of the restriction of a tumah in context of Avodah Satzibur is Hutra. The Hutra means it's Mutar altogether. We don't need to find ways of avoiding this situation, and therefore we're not mechuyev to be purishim from a company of anybody, because a chashash of Tumas Meis is not something which would get in his way of his eligibility to do the Avodah Yom Kippur. That's the Yisayid of the Gemara, and Tumah Hutra B'tzibur. And the Gemara went, Bamas, go and discuss this then. It's not so poshuk that Tumas Hutra B'tzibur. It's learned from a posuk we mentioned last time. The posuk in Parshas Baal Yisro, which talks about the din of somebody who can't bring a Pesach Rishon and is nidcheh a Pesach Sheni, shteit ish kiyeh tomei lo nefesh, from which we learn that ish is nidcheh, an individual is nidcheh from being able to be eligible for the Korban Pesach if it becomes tomei meis. But a tzibur ein tzibur nidochin, ish nidcheh ve'ein tzibur nidochin. And this is the makor of the din, that a tzibur is hutzer for the b'mokim tumah. The problem of tumah does not this restrict a tzibur from being able to bring their kavonas. Ish nitcha ve'ein tzibur nitcha. From them, lentmen, as a tzibur, for the din tumah is hutzer for the tzorach tzibur. Which means, as we'll get to see, both whether the kohen is tumah, whether the korban is tumah, whether the kelim are tumah, whether the tzibur under certain circumstances are tumah. Whenever we need all those which need to be tohir in order to be eligible for Hakrovas and Hakshar HaKorban, Bemokim Tzibur, their mutter. And therefore we're not Chishish with Tumas Meis. But that's the Machlikis. Because there is a man, Noma, and the Gemoras we've seen, and we'll get to see Nachamol Bikitzora, who holds no. This din, although they're both really from the same posuk of Ish Nidcha Ve'in Tzibur Nidchin, doesn't tell us that Tumas is Hutra B'Tzibur. It tells us that Tuma is Duchoya B'tzibur. That means they both agree that if necessary, if the only way we can be Mekayim this Korban Tzibur is to bring it to Tuma, then one can bring it to Tuma. They both learn it from the same posuk. But the question is, to what degree is this restriction of Tuma, is this Psul of Tuma, Hutzer L'Tzorach Tzibur? Is it Mutar altogether without further consideration, and therefore there's no Dilachatchila even to not to bring it to Tuma, L'Tzorach Tzibur? Or no, Dukhuya means that we have to try and find, there is a psul that's relevant to us, that we have to take into consideration. And we have to do whatever we can do to avoid bringing it B'tumah. If it comes to it, that they will be faced by a choice of not bringing the Korban B'chal because of Tumah, then the din is B'tzibur, you'll bring it. Whereas a Korban Yochid B'tumah, there'll be no heter to bring it. That's it. That the din Tumah is doicha the Echshar HaKorban, but B'tzibur is Nishtazoi. But there's a Yisaidistik and Machlikas, whether that's Hutra or Dukhuya. It was the Lashonis of the Gemara. These Lashonis are often quoted in different contexts amongst the Achreinim in various Shailas of Hutra Tzchuyah. In Gemara terms, this is a sugya which is found in the din of Heter for Tumah B'tzibur. It is Hutra, which means that it's Mutter, and one doesn't need to find a Eifen of Tara of Heter, or it's Dechuyah. So the Gemara makes the following Cheshul. The Gemara says like this: if the Taich in the din of Hutra B'tzibur, the din of Hutra means it's Hutra, it's Mutter altogether, outright, without further consideration, then Tumas Meis is not a consideration for us. The Kohen Gadol may become Tomei B'Meis, but because we need the Kohen Gadol to do this Avodah L'Tzorach Tzibur, so it's Mutar altogether. If Tumah is only Dechuya B'Tzibur, that means to say that L'Chatchila it has to be avoided, and we don't want anybody to be doing the Korban that Avodah B'Tumah L'Tzorach Tzibur if it's avoidable, then the Gemara says, Be'etzem, that were to call a Tzorach to be Purish the Kohen Gadol from becoming in contact with anybody in order to avoid the possibility of becoming Tomei, because it's only Duchuya, it's not Hutra, and we do need to avoid it under any circumstances that we're able to do. So the Gemara, Loch Niman, the Omar's Tomei is only Duchuya B'tzibur, we'll have to understand that the Tumas Meis Lo Shchicha, it's not something which we have to be worried about. If it will happen, we'll take a bimatcha the Kohen Gadol, we'll have to find an alternative by finding. Aber, it's not something which we're chishish that somebody were to die in the company of the Kohen Gadol. It's not shchicha, so we don't need to be Purish, we don't need to detach him, separate him from the company of people regularly. Tumas nidah shchicha. The inyan of a boil nidah is relatively, in the compared one to another, something which can happen more regularly. And therefore, we're chishish, shemoi, tinsei, ishtei, whether it will end up being a boil nidah for Tumas shiva, and therefore he has to be Purish me ishtei. But as far as being punished from anybody else's company is concerned, the man, the Omar, Tumah is Duchuya B'tzibur, will have to say that it's Lo Shchiach, and that's why we're not concerned about it. So that's the Tchilas HaSug. If it's Hutra, we're not bothered about Tumas Meis, because it's Hutra L'Tzarich Tzibur. If it's Duchuya, well, we wouldn't be bothered about Tumas Meis. We'll have to understand that the reason why L'Maisa that's not incorporated in the Dini Prisha is because it's not Shchiach, and therefore Chazal were not concerned about being punished something which wasn't Shchiach. Let's try and pick up this the Hemshech HaSugya. There is one very important Nakuda which we left off with that I'd like to just get back to in the Hemshech HaGemara again. And that is the Yisoyistik Hashayla that we immediately ask ourselves in this Sugya, that if the reason why we're not Choshesh for Tumas Meis is because Tumah Hutra B'tzibu, because even if we're to become Tomei, we could do the Aveda. So the question is, so why are we Choshesh for the tumor of Boil Nida, Shema Timsei, Sophic Boil Nida? Why are we worried about Boil Nida? The Hutra B'tzibur, and Zayna Boil Nida will also be Mutzah B'tzibur. And that's the Shaila which Rashi and Zayin Amad Aleph relates to. And Rashi tells us, because Legaba, the kind of tumors which are Yetzi Migufoi, these we try to understand, this category of tumors, are but tumors which are Chal Machmas Begufa Adam. There's some tumor which is yaitzi b'guf adam, or chal within the person's body, the body change which brings about the tumor within the person. The hainu, azavor, or the various matzayra, etc. These are all considered tumors which are chal b'guf adam. These kind of tumors are not incorporated in the het of tumor hutra b'tzibur, not duhuya and ultra. The pasuk talks about ishki atomi le nefesh adam. Somebody who is makabel tumas meis has the het of hutra b'tzibur. Pashtus who adin, if he touches a sheretz or touches a nevela, any of these kind of tumors are all included in the het of Hutra B'tzibur. That's the Pashtus. The Rambam seems to hold perhaps only by Tumas Meis. But the way that Rashi and most Rishonim understand is within the category of those tumors which a person was mekabel, he became tumi not through a tumor which was chal in his guf, but being mekabel tumor through touching a different source of tumor, kagoin, any meis, sheretz, nevela, or vachadoyma, those are tumors which have a het of B'tzibur. Masha'in came the tumors which are chal within the gufa odom, like a tumas keri, and like various tumors, those don't have a heter. Those are not included in the hutra b'tzibur. And Rashi says, boil nida kenida, and therefore, just like a tumas nida, which is chal gufa odom, doesn't have the heter of tumor hutra b'tzibur, so a boil nida also does not have the heter of hutra b'tzibur, and that brought home the greater shaila of what the nature of this tumas boil nida was. So greater shaila amongst the achrenim, whether the tumas boil nida is a trinitic tumor which is chal within the boil itself, ki'ilu, he himself, by being participating in a mice of it. It's a very interesting kind of tumor. It's not the tumas maga in a nida. Tumas maga in a nida is not tumas shiva. A nida is matama in anybody who touches, but not a tumas shiva. It's a tumor like any tumor in you touch an avatum, your tumas yoy. A tumas shiva of the boil nida is only because it's done a mice of bi'ilu together with his nida. And the question is, is that an intrinsic tumor which is chal in himself? Rashi says, "Boil nida kine ki'ilu." It's a tumor yaitzi migufo, although he's not nida or zov. Nothing really is changing his guf other than the ma'aser that he's done. But that brings the greater shaila whether this din of boil nida is it a tumor ba'etzem which is intrinsic within himself, out being part into this ma'aser, or is it like a tumor where he's mekabel tumor through the nida through the circumstances of being boiled the nida? Is it a Kabbalah's Tumah, this din of Tumah Shiva, or is it Egin Hashem Tumah? It's a Grace of Shiloh, it's a very interesting, very unique sign of circumstances where he's Mekabal the Tumah by being party to this Nidda through the Maisabir. And that's a Shiloh, how to understand this. Is it a Tumah Yetzi Megufi Be'etzem, or is it a Kabbalah's Tumah from the Nidda, which in these circumstances is Hashem Shiva? But Rashi, and we'll get to see the relevance of this Shiloh perhaps soon, again as we go through the Sugya Nochamol, Rashi says, Goyal nida kenida, and therefore, al koponim at least, legabe the din of tumma hutra bitzibur, this boil nida does not qualify for the heter. It's not like a meis or magasheret or nevela, etc. It's rather like tumas nida and so for tumah yitzim valkeri or tumah yitzim migufoy, which is not included in the heter of hutra ud chuyim betzibo. And therefore, in the chashah Hashem otim seishle nida, and he'll end up with a boil nida shiva havada. There'll be no heter. So for that, you need to do a prisha. The chashash tumas meis, we won't need to do a prisha. That's the sugi. What was the b'ktsara of the Gemara again? I'd like to remind ourselves of where this inu was negeah in halacha and other circumstances, this shayla of boil nida kenida. And that sounds like, but zevach amol gemara, vav amol beis, we'll try and move through the sugi a little bit. Itma. Tumas meis, Rav Nachman omer hutri b'tzibur, v'Rav Sheshes omer d'chuyihi b'tzibur. The machleik is how to understand the din of the tumah, the het of tumah b'tzibur. So the gemara has like, two lashonis about how this machleik is to be understood. Heicha the ikat tmein the tohirin bahu beis av kulabali pligat the tohirin of the tmein loy of the. The first lashon the Gemara understands that if within this beis av you can find a kohen who is tohir, then avadi won't allow a tomei kohen to do this avoda, even if it's hutra b'tzibur, even a man d'oma hutra. You got a kohen tomei, he's going to do a korban tzibur, he's going to bring a musaf from Shabbos or a tomei every day. These are korbanos tzibur, which clearly has this din of tomei hutra b'tzibur. Oh, but the eshter lashon the Gemara holds that if we've got an alternative kohen within this beis av. We know that the seder of Karbona, all the seder of the Kohenim were split up with between rotas and certain groups of Kohenim which had the schus to do the avodah at any one particular time. Oh, but if you can find an alternative Kohen, even if it's Hutcho, find an alternative, that everybody agrees. The machlokes is only the Torah of the Tmeloy of the Kipligi Laduri Lasu Torah Bebeis Avachrini. Rav Nachman Omer Heti Betzibah Veloy Madrino. Rav Sheshes Omer Duchi Betzibah Madrino. According to the first lashon in the Gemara, the machlokes will be. If within this space half we can't find an eligible kohen who's not tohu, who's not tomei, so we have to go to another space half. Rav Nachman is a hutra, we're not mechuyav to go and look elsewhere. Rav Sheshes says duchuyo, you have to go and look elsewhere at any cost, wherever you can find another kohen, you have to go and find him in order to replace the kohen which is available. We mentioned just interesting, according to this lashon, the first lashon of the Gemara that holds that the kula alma within this space half you have to find a replacement. So that's an interesting shaylev, is what it means for the Kohen Gadol Yom HaKippurim. The Gemara says that the reason why we're not worried about Tumas Meis of the Kohen Gadol Yom HaKippurim is because it's Hutra, and therefore he can do it. Oh, but the Gemara is Zodach, if you've got a replacement within the Beis Av, somebody else should do it. So L'chayri should be Mamana, somebody else, you should find an alternative Kohen. Sorry? So what will happen to Meisah? Will he do it or will he not do it? Okay, you've got a deputy, so you shouldn't allow him to do it. And if you won't allow him to do it, it's on the Choshesh Zayin. Vaista is, as replacing this Kohen, whether it's for the Sgam, or whether it's for anybody else, is like, the Tetzer Rosh Hashanah says before, it's like not feeling the same Beis Av. The one who's Mamun Aliyah is Kohen Gadol, is designated anybody else, even the Sgam Kohen goes like a different Beis Av, and that Lekul Alma you're not Mechuyev to do. There are others who say maybe because the other didn't have prisha, so it doesn't have the same mind of this Kohen, so it's already not that the same, not the same qualification. So he said, Rosh Retta says in the Gemara, and he says, by studies, that the Skan Kohen is already a clap of the Kohen Gadol, it's like a Kohen from a different Beis Av. He's been Mamunah, and therefore the second, although he could replace him if he needed to, of Lamosh, if the Kohen would have a Tumah Yetzi Begufi, if he would become a Balkeri, everybody agrees that the Skan would have to do it, because that Tumah is not multiple, for that purpose. We put in a place a scan lekula alma, even if it's ultra betzibah, we'll choishish shema yibtzab sul, which means okay, well, you couldn't do that avodah. So we can have a replacement, but according to the first lashon of the Gemara, this replacement is equivalent to a different beis av. A tzveita kohen replacing it, even a scan replacing this kohen gadol is not an automatic switch where both of etzem equal to each other. So a tzveita beis av, and therefore we won't replace this kohen gadol. It'll be ultra betzibah. He'll be the one who will be able to do that avodah. Even according to the first lashon of the Gemara, where lachatzchila we do try to find an alternate. That's the first lashon of the Gemara. So the Gemara writer, Ika da amri afila echad the ika turn to meim ba'ivei saf paling. The Gemara, the tzveite lashon says, no, hutra means hutra. Hutra means there's no further consideration. Even within this beisav, the kohen is tomei. You can go ahead and do that avodah. There's no reason to replace him. Even lachatzchila. Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman, Omar, of Dinami Tmei, the whole Tumas Meis B'tzibur, Rachmon Ashari. So there's a machlokes, to what degree Hutra? Does Hutra mean in Gansan Hutra that even within the Beis Av you don't look for alternative Kohen? That's the second Lashon. The first Lashon holds no, albeit Hutra, but within a certain consideration. If we can avoid it, we want to avoid it. Abakaponim, in principle, we have this machlikas where there's hutshod and ish, and the Gemara says, based on that is the shaila, where the chashash tumas meis would be a consideration for the kohen gadol if it to become tum. Zok Rashi, even zayin amud aleph, this is, as I say, the sugi that we more or less finished off with last time. Kol tumas meis betziv b'shari rachmona, b'chsit. Ish ki'ia tobel ha-nefesh, yase pesach sheni. Ish nitcha le-pesach sheni, ve'in tzibu nidochin. An individual has to bring a pesach sheni, but only an individual, a tzibu nisht. Avol zovin u'metzeroi nidus v'yoldois. These kind of tumors which is incurred within the gufa adam, these are not included. That's not what the posuk refers to. Tomel nefesh is what the Torah refers to. The Torah doesn't talk about these category groups of tumor. These groups of tumor, there is no heter of tzibur, and therefore if the kohen or the tzibur were to have such a tumor, loy hutcher uboil nidik inida. And the Rashi is getting back to the main shaila that we have in our sugya. Where does the boil nida fall into this issue? Rashi says boil nida kenida. Boil nida has the same din of a tumah yotzei migufoi, and therefore, as those before the Gemaras, and therefore that's a chashash for which there'll be no heter hutcher betzibur. I would just like to mention, Taka, this shayla we finished off last time with this grace of Chanukah shayla, and I'd like to mention just the Ketorah within this sugya, and that's asoi. Shtei Taka, the din of boil nida, it also is not, it is kenida in that it doesn't have the heter of tzibur. And this leaves a grace that you say this to Geshayla. What's this din of boil nida? Is boil nida a egin atumah? The tumah kill its chal begufa of the kohen because it's party to this nidus, like as if the nidus were to happen himself? Or is it really because of the contact? It's a unique kind of a magab with the, or a certain maisa which has incurred the tumah, but it's not really technically yetzim begufa. And this brings a grace of Shaila which the Achreinim and Pesachim discuss, a related Shaila to this din of boil nida kenida, as to what were to happen of a tumah, if somebody were to become tomei, because he came, let's leave boil nida aside, because he actually came in contact with a zov or a zova or a nida, if a zov or a zova would be a tamis and would touch a person, so he doesn't have a tumah shiva, he's got a tumah yoyim, would that kohen have a heter to be able to do avodah b'tzibur? A tumah's maga in a tumah yetzim megufoi. That's the grace of shayla that the Pesachim discuss, Achreim discuss. Somebody who has himself incurred this tumah, about he can't do the avodah. But does the din of tumah yemet hayetzah migufo, which is excluded from the din of hutr betzibur, only for the person himself who's incurred this tumah? What happens if somebody touches a maga meis or maga nevel or maga sheres is avodah mutis hutr betzibur? What a maga in the tumah yetzah migufo? Ma'adino, do you say it's like the tumah yetzah migufo itself, where there's no hetr betzibur? Or say no? If all my eye didn't, this person didn't incur the tumor within himself, he's only a maga, he touched it, so what's the difference? A maga sheres, a maga yisbegufa, as far as he's concerned, it's not a tumor which is chal begufa in any way, it's a maga like any other maga. What's the difference? Maga meis or maga azof? That's the grace of shayla. So Anachrinim say that depends what boil nida is, how to understand it. If it's egin a tumor in this maisa, then avada is not to be compared to maga. This discussion, as I said, just to mention Bikhtorah, because I'd like to move on to Sugi, is discussed amongst the Gedalia and Prichodosh and the Gedalia Achreinim in the Chanukah Lomdus. Because one of the very greatest sadistic discussions that there is amongst the Achreinim and the Lomdus of Chanukah is what the need was to have Dafka Hashem and Tohur to light the menorah. The halacha is that the Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, even if had lochas amanoira, if the manoira were to be tomei, if the shema were to be tomei, if the kohen were to be tomei, that's one of the Gemara brings in Mefurish, one of the psukim that included in the heter of the tutur betzibur is the din of had lochas amanoira. So wherever you learn hutur duchi, whichever one it were to be, but if all you have is shema tomei, came enough madlik zayin the shema, so the had lochas amanoira would have been anyway, would have happened anyway. So what's we're going to have the greatest in this, the kiyim and that's amanoira, hutur betzibur is a greatest kasha. Now we learn the sugi daf avos zayin the shayin. So Andrew Zogan that for the first inauguration, for the Mimchanach, the Mizbeach, he called it. Pnei Yeshua discusses it in Shabbos and Andrew. But I'd like to just tell you what's discussed in this sugya from our perspective. And that is, as the Pichodosh and others bring, that we have to understand what the nature of the tumah of this Shemen was. And one of the considerations is the fact that it has tumah of Maga of the Goy. Chazal made a din that Maga Akum is Kemagazov. Anybody who touches Azov has a din of Magazov. He needs to be Matayer himself. It's not a Tumah Shiva, but it's a Magazov, it's a Tomei L'Yoyma. And therefore, this Shemen became Tomei because of the Magal Akum. A Magal Akum has become Tomei, the Tomei Tumah Azov. I talk to you Azov. That's a Gemara. Zogin Achreiz, the Achreinim.
Chasima doesn't help on the...
Oh, that's a great Shaila. The Chasima, I'm not sure if it helps. Where this, if Rav Ron's already mentioned, which is a very intricate child in this din of Maga, is the following. So there are Tosis which explains that Ba'etzem it wasn't Maga, they didn't touch it directly. Yes. The Shaila is only pushing it. And the Shaila is Heset. Heset is also, Heset Asav is also Tomei. But Heset is only Tomei if it's Bo B'chal Maga, it's only if it's something which you can touch. And the Shaila is whether the Shemim within these, in these Kalim, if it wouldn't have had a Chasam of Kohen Gadol, it's something which you could actually touch inside. Now that's a discussion about this din of Hesed of the Goy, etc. I don't want to get involved in too many technical Shailas about this. About Kapanim, one of the Nekudas that the Chayim discuss is, that's an Ishul Shabbatibu, because the Tumah that we're dealing with is a Tumah of Maga Azov. A Maga Azov is not included in the category of Ushul Shabbatibu. Those are Zachmos, is a Tumah Yitzim Eguf, is a Tumah Zov, a Akamot a Tumah Zov. And maybe it's not Hutra. Because you have a look at the Achronim and the Shulchan Aruch, the Gnei Achronim, that this is their discussion over there. But then some Achronim say no, because this is only a Tumah of Maga Azov. It's not Azov itself. The Shem and Kendach and Zhan are Tumah Egin and Tumah Yitzim Egufa. It's a Tumah that is coming in contact with Azov. A Maga Azov is not a Tumah Yitzim Egufa. A Maga Azov can have Shiozan. It's as if you're Tumah Meis. What's the difference? So Mameila mitzad the Tumah of Maga, Dafman Yozog and Tumah Hutra Bitzibu. Is weiter schwer der Scheile über so. Why do you need the heter of Shem and Tor? Maga is the kind of Toma, which is not necessarily into Megufoi. Or Mameila should have the heter. This is a great discussion over that amongst the Achorinim. Magazov, is it yes, is it not? Is it the same Toma? Is it not the same Toma? Comes back to Boil Nida, and Boil Nida, is it Maga? Is it Egin Toma? Because that's Mefurish and Agamora. So it's telling us, this is the sadistic enigma as to whether anything which comes into contact with Toma Yotze Migufa, how Heichan the Daim, Haidina, the Gabo Uchim Bitzibu, is it included in the Heta, or is it not included in the Heta? Interesting is that some of the Achrenim bring an interesting riot from the Gemara later on. Just going to mention this riot, and move on a little bit in the Sugyas. The Gemara brings in Daf Mem Zayin an interesting story. The one over there brings Omar Lavar Rishmo Bar Kimchis. She was somebody who was Zaycha that all her children became Kohanim Gedolim. A very interesting Zach. Stated in the Gemara, a very interesting episode that was Gairam, that two of her children should become Kohanim Gedolim. What's stated? The other ones are the same, and Zayn Amad Allah, the second wide line. Pam Achas Siper Dvorim Ir Arvi Echot Bashuk. It came up to the story came about that he was talking with an Arab in the market. The nitzar tinoira mipival begodov, and some of the saliva from the mouth of this guy ended up touching the begodim of this kohen gadol. The nichras yesheva v'ochiv v'shimish tachtov, and as a result of that, his brother took over and he replaced him as being a kohen gadol. And the Gemara mentions that as part of the story is how all the children ended up being kohen. Him and his brother, the ganze meis, a special schus was the Gemara break, ended up all being kohenim gadolim. I think Rabbi Yashar brings it in his Oras in our Gemara even. What happened to him, this Kohen? He didn't become a Zov himself. He became a Magazov. He touched the rake of a Zov. That's what happened to him. It's like touching a Zov. And stated in the Gemara that he was replaced. It wasn't Yom Kippur. Sorry, it was. It was Yom Kippur. So he had to go and find the goy to do a miracle outcome. He needed something for a goy to be able to sort out for them. It was replaced. So Rabbi Asher from the Gemara is a raya that a maga in a tumah and a maga in a zov is also excluded from the hutra b'tzibur. Otherwise, why couldn't he go ahead and do it? So from them is a raya that maga in a tumas ziva etc. is also excluded. Umameila legaba this the shayla of Chanukah l'moshe as to the maga of the akum. Even a Tumas Maga would also be excluded in a heter of Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, and that's why it's an Ishtar, because Hutra B'tzibur, but Maga is come out the same as the Gemara. The Chanukah's problem with the Shemen was a heset of a Goy is the same as the Yom Kippur, where the Goy had the right of the Akum, where both of his students were as a move.
How do we pass the first lotion or second lotion?
So the emphasis is as in Rambam
the emphasis is
something we should have to consider the government of the din of Hutra the Chuyah. At the bottom, The yisayid of the shayla, as far as our Gemara is concerned, is what's it boil nida? It is boil nida. Somebody who's mekabel tumah shuba from the nida, in which case it's mefurish in the Gemara that even if he's not the igan of tumah yotzei migufoi, he's included in that exclusion for the din of ohutra b'tzibah. If you say boil nida is a pseigan din, then we can start to declare what would to be the happen the din of the gaber maga of yotzei migufoi. That's clear. But the shayla is what the pasuk is telling us. You say it's like he did it himself. Good. The Gemara means the Gabbat Pot means the Gabbat Tumas Shiva. That's the Chiddush of Boil Nida. It's not normally any contact with any other kind of Tumas as a Tumas Shiva, except for Tumas Meis. Yeah, could be. There are those who argue. Rashi says Boil Nida Kenida. Boil Nida is Keilu is Chalav is Eigna Guf. In this kind of a circumstance, brings the Tumas on both of them equally. Could be, so it's no riot to Maga. Yeah. It's interesting, China, what the Din of Maga of Azov would be in the Gabbat Din of Hutrabitzin. Good. Now we're going to have a survival in the Gemara. Oh, Rashi says, Mina Amin Allah the Sun. So now we've got this grace of machlokes of Nachman of Sheish. It's a very yesodic stick of machlokes. Whether hutra betzibur or the not hutra betzibur, hutra dchuya, and yeah, the nafkamina is our sugya. But to say the nafkamina is in every regular case whether to be a shayla of a korban becoming tomei, whether we should replace the korban, whether we should replace the kohen, etc. Oh, Rav Sheish. So Sheish is the one who held. This is a braise, which was brought in Menachos. The Kohen was being makriv the Minchas Oimer, v'nitmas b'yodoy, and the Oimer became Tomei b'yodoy. So shteit hazoy, Oimer mevi'in acheres tachteho, im yesh, if you've got gears at the side, im yesh shom acheres, if we can replace it, if we can find an alternative carbon omer which is available, so we bring another one. The main shom Elohi, if this is all that we've got available, there's nothing else that we have available for us, then omrim loy heve pikeach, be a clever guy, shtoik, zay still, it's always a good thing for a clever person to do, and go ahead, continue with the avoda, go ahead and bring the carbon. So shteit hazoy. The carbon oimer became tom in the middle. What happened to the place? There's nogav asheres. I don't know exactly how this carbon oimer became tom and b'yodi, but it was nitmas b'yodi. So the shayla is what should you do? Is about to do the hakrova with this carbon oimer. So shteit hazoy, if you can replace it, replace it. If not, zay shtil and go ahead and bring it. So it's clear the chayla in this brisa that it's not hutra. If we're to be hutra, meichatesi, you should look for another one. Meichatesi, you should go and look for another one. The Gemara Sari and the Achreinim discuss according to the first lashon in the Gemara. When you've got another coin in the same base Av, when Lakula Alma, even if you're old Hutra, you should go and find another one, what would you say about this, Korban Oimer? Is that like replacing it with another coin in the same base Av? And therefore, really, you should look for an alternative, the Raya Rav Sheish is only called to the Tveita Loshen, where there's never a consideration. Other name, other Achenim say that to replace the Korban Oimer, that's already a whole Ishtadlis, it's difficult to find, there's a lot of Avodah involved in it. After other reasons, it's like another, once it's been designated, it's like a cliff occurring for another base out. So we'd have to try and consider whether this Raya, certainly according to the Tveita Loshen, it's a Korah Raya, because according to the Tveita Loshen, you never have to go and look for an alternative. According to the first Loshen, within the base out, you change, you were to find an alternative, whether this Roshashis is a Raya or Dinisht. Akabonim Brengar Araya, that the korban oimer should be replaced if you can. This is chorai tchuya. Chorai is tachnish hutra. Yeah, zokt. But derech agav is interesting to know. What does it mean? Heavy pekeach hushoik. Why do you have to be quiet? Well, if it's mutter, it's mutter. I'm saying even if you hold this tchuya, the Rav Sheish is learning the brayse. Nishka chilek hutra tchuya. Let's say the way Rav Sheish is learning the brayse of the vayda, that is tchuya. If you haven't got an alternative, you haven't got an alternative. So why is it something which you have to hide? Well, what's the pshat in heavy pekeach hushoik? So the Rashi in Menachos explains, it's very interesting to Rashi. But Rashi says, Pashtas, this is what Rashi means, that the reason why is in order that people shouldn't understand from this that there's no Issa Tumma. Shlo Yoimu, that it's muttered, the Hakir Mincha Tumea Afila. The Yochid, people will mistake this between a regular Mincha, and people will think there's no Issa Tumma by Mincha. So it's not advisable to publicize the fact that you brought a mincha betumah. So I understand you can bring a betumah, but don't make an issue of it that people shouldn't think that even a korban yochid, a korban minchas yochid, is clearly also to bring betumah. As is the pashtus of what Rashi is trying to tell us in Menachos, it's not so if we do need to bring a betumah, we bring a betumah, but we don't make an issue of it. That's pashtus of what Rashi and Menachos how he understands this din of not publicizing it. Kotonim yalkol bonen zik the Gemara. Umevin acheres tachteo shtet lachem furush lachatchila. You can't bring it, although this is avada korban tzibur. Avada it's part of the heter of futur betzibur. Omar Rav Nachman zot the Gemara meidina eiched ikes shirayim lachila. So Rav Nachman, very interesting zach. We're going to shine and reshine and why this is, but Rav Nachman says the following: this korban oimer, what happens to it? You do the kmitza of the korban oimer. In fact, this is punk rather relevant of the last week's story. We know that Mordechai was being Isaac in the halacha of the kmitza of the korban oimer at the time of the Purim story of Mason. It was the 16th of Nissan, and then he couldn't actually bring it. The halachas of what happened. He was talking about the kmitza. This is the chazal that Mordechai was Isaac in the kmitza of the korban oimer at the time. And this is this korban oimer that they're discussing. What happens to the korban oimer? It's a very interesting halacha, this thing of korban tzibur. And that is, most menachas that are brought by the tzibur are totally brought on the mizbeach, a regular mincha soilas. This mincha of korban oimer is very interesting. You do kmitza, and the shirayim are eaten by the kohenim like a mincha yochid. A yochid who brings the mincha is normally, the story is, unless it's a certain circumstances, mincha chaytet, but a regular person who brings a mincha, you do kmitza, and the shirayim and acholim, as is the kmitza. The kmitza goes on the mizbeach. You take the chelik hamuram goes on the mizbeach, and the shirayim and acholim. That's a normal minchas nedova that any yochid were to bring. Normal menachas which go on the mizbeach together with all korban. Every korban has a mincha. Mincha soilas is a regular mincha which accompanies korbanas. Those regularly don't have kmitza. The whole thing goes on the mizbeach. But the korban oimer is a very interesting mincha. In that it has a kmitza, you do the kmitza of the oimer, the korban asoirim, you do the kmitza, and you do the nikmats goes on the mizbeach, and the shirayim and acholim. That's this korban oimer. It's a korban tzibur of a mincha where it has achilas shirayim lekoyin, shirayim acholim. Zokt Reb Nachman azoy. When we've got a consideration of a mincha, where we've got shirayim from this mincha which needs to be eaten, for that he agrees that lachatzchila we shouldn't be bringing this mincha. Betumah. Why? So Rashi says, "Mazev v'shteiter in Rashi, Moedina eiched ikesh raim la'achila." The Afa gav the korban tzibur korif betumah, but it ain't a nechal betumah. There's a din that it cannot be eaten betumah. Kedamir v'keitzat zoylen over mincha nikmetes in a kind of mincha where there's a kmitza, and kmitza always means that there's a chile which goes on the zbeach, and there's the shirayim which is nechal. That's what kmitza always involves, or almost like upon it. Meidina de mehadrin and lasis betara shi shirayim necholim. There's a din lachatzchila that the shirayim and these, although it's not ma'akiv the korban, once the kmitz is brought on the mizbeach, the achila shirayim is not ma'akiv the ritzi of the hechsher amincha. Once it's brought, but there's a din lachatzchila that the shirayim should be nechal. And zokrashi those things that there's the din that tumas hutra betzibur is only in the akrovas a korban, that is not in the achilas a korban. And therefore, there's the hatchila mahadrinon on the korban tohir, not because it's not that the hakrova is not hotra betzibur. Rav Sheish is wanting to be medayik from this, that the whole heter to bring the korban betzibur is duchuya. The hatchila, you should try and find a kosher one, a tohir one, not a tomei one. So Rav Nachman Leib, the problem that we have is a very specific problem to this korban, where a chilek of this korban is nechal, and where we've got a chilek of korban which is nechal, then we have the trouble with the shirayim, we have the consideration that the shirayim will not be able to be eaten if it's huma b'tumah. That is shtokin heter. But maybe lachatzchila we try to find a different korban oimer in order that the shirayim should be nechal as well. Because I've added lachatzchila to have a korban where the shirayim are nechalim also. So Rashi is saying over here that there's no heter of that lachatzchila mahadrinon at tohira in order that the shirayim should be nechal. I just want to mention one very interesting shaila. There was a discussion of Kvega over here, Mitzayin, Atosis, and Menachas, and I'll just tell you what this discussion is. This sugya in Psochim that Rashi quotes tells us a very interesting din. For a regular korban that you need to bring betumah, so the heter is to bring the korban, but not to eat the chelik, either the shirayim or the chelik habosol, which is nechal akenim. You can't eat the bosor of a korban which is brought betumah. You bring it, it's kosher, but it's not nechal. That is aloch. Korban Pesach is an exception for this din. Korban Pesach is a halacha because the whole Korban Pesach is ikur l'achila. The whole tachlis of Korban Pesach is achila. You can't bring a Korban Pesach which you can't eat l'chatzchila. That the whole tachas of the korban, a regular korban, the chilek of achilah korban, is a mitzvah to eat it. It's kachim. But the ikah is just the drika, the avodah of the hachshar korban. That's the main part of the korban. The rest, the achilas hashirayim, or the achilas haboso, the achilas of whichever is nechal, that's just bederech agav, a chilek of the mitzvah sakrova. Oh, but by korban pesach is nishna zoi. Korban pesach is different to all other korbanos in fact that its main tachas is it should be eaten. It's a korban which the apostle describes, but that was essence is amen. You can't bring it unless you've got enough people to be able to eat the korban. So don't know enough from korban. So I can also say that the achila of the korban is an intrinsic part.
You would be yotze if you brought it.
Yes. And then it didn't eat it. You were 100% yotze. True. But you do not bring it lachatchila unless it's nechal. And the Gemara says because of that, the exception to the rule that Rashi talks about not eating something which is brought betumah, does not apply to Korban Pesach. If Korban Pesach is brought betumah, it will be eaten betumah as well. Because that's the etzem idinei korban. It's part of the etzem shame korban that it should be nechal, and in the heter of tumah, which is duchuya, hutra, betzibah, whichever one it may be, which is mefurish in Korban Pesach, the makor is made from Korban Pesach, stating then that it's even nechal, even betumah. That's the exception. Although our Gemara says that normally a korban which is brought betumah is not mechal, but that's for regular korbanos where the ikah krovas a korban is for the chilek which goes on the mizbeach, the chilek of the zrika, etc. Not the chilek of the achila. The achila is not usually a intrinsic part of the kiyum of the korban. Masha inkin korban pesach where the ikah kiyum of the korban is la achila koi, the mela that is brought it is mechal even betumah. Now we have this big shayla, discussion amongst the Rishayna, just to mention Bikhtara. Our Gemara says that where there's a consideration of Achilas Shiraim, Lechatchila Madrin and Atoira, you should go and look for a Tahira to begin with, if you can. That's our Gemara of Korban Oile. Im Yesh Acheres, bring another one. Why? In order that the Shiraim should be Necha. What would it be in the din of Korban Pesach? The Korban Pesach, the Halacha is, it's Nechal, Betumim. Is there a din lachatchila madrina atoira?
Otherwise, there's no zvasha deishish, because you can say it's only an individual gift for shoft pesach.
Yeah, a tibur not nechal.
But what would the tibur do? Eat it. Shoft
pesach. Eat it. A tibur allowed to eat it. It's
hutar.
So I want to know: is there a din why should there be? Rashi says, and lachayri is right in the cheshbon of Rashi. That if the reason why Madrina Natoira by Shiorik Mincha is Kedei and Shemin Echal, Korban Pesach doesn't have that problem, because Korban Pesach is Doch Nechal anyway. Korban Pesach Hotah Hetzes is Nechal anyway. So Lechaira, the Cheshbon should be, if the reason why the Gemara says that Shirei Necholin is Machayev and alternative is Kedei and Shemin Echal, as Rashi says, then by Korban Pesach, where it has a Hetzes to be Nechal, but Tumah, we're talking about Korban Nachman, and Nachman will touch it, right? Rav Sheish is all anyway Madrina Natoira, because it's the Chuyot. Our Gemara is talking about Rashi and Nachman. Rav Nachman holds his hutra. Rav Nachman holds he don't need to be Madrina Natoira. The only circumstances where Madrina Natoira is Kadesh Nechal, but Korban Pesach doesn't have the restriction. Korban Pesach, the Heter includes the Heter Achila. So Lechaira comes to Rashi, that by Korban Pesach, where the din is that the Heter allows you to eat it as well, there'd be no reason to be Madrina Natoira. And Azay is Richtig. This Tosis that Rav Kveger is quoting in Menachos state Nishla Azay. Taisa Menacha says that din of Madrina Natoira is even by Korban Pesach where there's a Heta Achila, because he learns our Gemara differently to Rashi. Our Rashi is learning that the reason why we have to try and find the Tahir Lachat Chila where the Shiraim and Necholim is because otherwise there won't be Nechal. There is no Heta to eat the Shiraim, which is clearly true. Rashi says that the Heta of a Korban above a Tumah does not include the Achila, which for general Korbanos, which is clearly right. Therefore, Rashi says, we have a problem to bring a korban where lachatchila you can't eat the shirayim, or to bring a korban where lachatchila you can't eat the chelek ha'nechal, you shouldn't do. So rather, find the korban Torah, even according to Rav Nachman, it's hutra, but we want the whole thing to be done properly. So bring a korban where you can eat it. In which case, for korban pesach, we will not have such a halacha, because korban pesach allows you to be eaten. So why is there reason to write in our Torah? It seems from some rishonim that that's not the way to understand this Gemara. The way to understand the Gemara is a whole interesting chiddush. And that is, in the heter that there is of hutra betzibul, that there is a heter to bring it, that's as far as the hakrovas of korban is concerned. As far as the achila is concerned, it's never lachatchila to go and eat it betumah. Essen betumah is worse. Why? Because achila is, there's an issa koris if you eat a korban betumah. Worse than the hakrova, there may be various considerations why achila betumah, even when it's mutter, may still be madrin atari, even according to Rav Nachman. I'm just mentioning a tesis, which tesis in the Nafka Minute, in this svara will be by Korban Pesach. As I say, the way Rashi learns, So look, the problem over here is that we need to facilitate the achilah shirayim, in which case, where there is a heter of achilah zakorban, there's no reason having an atayrah. And there seems to be some rishonim will hold no hutra b'tzibur is up to the achilah. When it's negeh the achilah zakorban, even when circumstances where you could tuck it, where you could tuck it, eat it, but lachatchila you shouldn't be noicha b'tumah. And lachatchila go and eat it b'tumah is something which we don't want, even when there were to be a heter. As I say, for our Gemara, there's no enough kemina to this, because it's clearly true that shirayim of a korban oiva would have no heter achila. The kula ala based on the heter, because there is no heter achila in a regular korban which is brought betumah. The only shayla were to be a korban pesach which has a heter to eat it betumah, would there be any lachatchila to try and avoid it? The way our Rashi learns in the sugya, there's no reason to avoid it, because there's a heter b'achila as well. And the whole problem in our Gemara is the fact that you can't eat it. There are some Rishonim who learn Nishtazoi that the etzem eating its betumah is of something that we want to avoid, even if there were to be a heter. Let's move on a little bit. So the Maida we've got Machleis Rav Nachman, Rav Sheshit, Hutra, the Chuya. Rav Nachman is agreeing, though, clearly, that even if the korban is Hutra, but if we're going to have a problem that the Shiraim are not Mechel, Avad Lechatchel Azar Korban comes on with Ishbring, and therefore Korban Oimer, which became Tomei, needs Lechatchel to be replaced. Nothing to do with the din of Hutra and the Ektem Hakrova because of the Heterachi. That was then our little introduction to this next price. Very interesting. Hoya Makriv Minchas Porim, Eilim, Ukosim. The Nitmas Beyodim. The Kohen was bringing a mincha. Now, Porim, Eilim, and Kvosim are various korbonos, which regularly have with them menachas, as the Torah describes. Every korban has minchas nesachim, and has a regular mincha of soilus, which comes together. Each mincha, depending on what korban it is, what animal is involved, is a different size of volume of mincha that's brought. But every korban has with it Porim, Eilim, and Kvosim have menachas which go alongside them, which bring the soilus, which regularly goes on the mizbech as part of this mincha. The nitmas b'yodoy, and this mincha that he had, the soilus which is bringing on the mizbech as an accompaniment to the korbanos of Purim, Eilim, and Kvosim, became tomei. So what happens? We turn around to him and say, Oime, umevin acheres tachteho, v'imein shom alohi, oime loi, have a pikeach ushsoik. So the Gemara answered, these menachas of regular korbanos are no shirayim. There's no kmitz of a regular mincha. So a regular mincha soilus goes on the mizbeach and there's nothing left. So according to Rav Nachman, who holds hutra b'tzibur, so what's the problem? Why are we getting stuck over here? It became tomei. Shteik lachatchili, you should find an alternative. If you can't find an alternative, you go ahead and you bring it. You don't make an issue of it, but you go ahead and you bring it. Fet nochashesha is according to Rav Nachman, it's hutra b'tzibur, so what's the problem? So the previous mincha of korban oimer, which was nikmat and shirayim nacholim, so the shirayim was the problem. But doing a regular minchas soilus which accompanies a korban, a regular minchas tzibur of soilus which goes, there's no shirayim, so why should there be a consideration of not bringing it lachatchila? What's concerned the cheshbon? My love, Purim, Eilim, Ukvosim, Dechag. For some reason the Gemara assumes, although it doesn't say anything about Sukkot, but that's a yontif where you bring all three. So this is a regular sort of a kind of a yontif dikka combination of korbonos, where he has a mincha, and it became Tommy, and we've got a problem over here. Is the haraya ibazoi to Rav Sheshes that lachatchili you can't go and bring a mincha shen its mass because it's duchuya, not hutra. So Rashi, my laf porim ha'ilim and kvosim dechak shehin korban tzibur zmane kavua o minchas nesachim doichetuma o ktoni oim avin acheres achteo alma duchuya b'tzibur. We're talking about regular korban tzibur, it's zmane kavua. We'll get to see the details of this. These kolim, and this is what the sugya is now going to open up various different circumstances as when it is and when it isn't, hutra and dechuya. But pashtas, we're talking about these korbanos, and yet the braisa tells us that lachatchili shouldn't bring it betumah. Omer l'chol Rav Nachman, no. Rav Nachman is going to tell us neither the par, nor the keves, nor the ayil that we're discussing over here, or regular korbanos tzibur, which belong to certain zmanim, which you'd have to bring them because it would be if that's the case, it's hutra, and there's no consideration of trying to find another mincha. But each one of them is a specific set of circumstances of korbanos that they're brought, where each one for its own reasons, and this is where the sugya comes to tell us some of the klonim in hutra b'tzibur, for each one of its own reasons, does not have the head of hutra b'tzibur. The first one is par avodah zarah, aval gam d'tzibur hu. There's a parasha in Bamidbar which describes what were to happen. Just to mention the psukim b'ktorah, the chesishku v'lozaz the pasuk shlachal chol v'lozaz says kol mitzvah sa'ira shadim v'ashem al Moshe. This is talking about Bahoyo in Meina Ida Nesasolishkogov also cholo ida parben mokar echad loilo, etc. The pasuk is talking about where there was an Issa Avodah Zorah which was committed by the Tzibur. So it's a collective korban, as it says, Meina Ida Nesasolishkog, as the Torah talks about. So there's been a collective Issa that they've been over, which has incurred this chi of korban as the parad Avodah Zorah, as the pasuk Shlach Lecha explains. Zogdur Nachman, this is the power that we're talking about over here. Aval gav the tibu, it's not a tibu. It's a power which has brought Meina Eida. It's talking about something which the tibu brings collectively as their chiyu for this avodah zarah that we're over. Kiva deloikvil is man, mahadrino. As doch not kavu as man. A power, this doesn't have any one specific time when it needs to be brought. It's not a korban which belongs to a yom tov or belongs to a moed. It's not a korban tomid. It's not a korban musaf. It's not a korban which belongs to any rosh chodesh or sukkos, etc. A power which you bring for the tikkun of meina and eidah, nesa b'shkoga, avodah zarah, can be brought any day of the week, any time of the year. Ay bazoi is of the gemara. If it's not kavu azman, this is the first one of the yesodos which we have to try and develop. Although it's a korban tzibur, but because it's not kavu azman, it doesn't have the din of hutra b'tzibur. But it's still dechuyah, we can see, which is something which we have to understand, because it says if you haven't got another one, you can bring this one. So it's not excluded totally from the heter of bringing it betuma, but the din hutra betzibur does not apply if it's not kavu azman. The shayla is why it should be azay ben masakri. It's a shayla, what's the nafkamina? Yeah. This is something which, yes, it was a monoshah. So why is it dechuyah? It's a yechnish. You're right. Yes, it's a pashas, you were to say. It's not kavu azman, you're right.
Yeah.
If there be a mekoyis and korban pesach, it's nish kavu azman,
so
the shom can hetibachal. And these are one of the sayings that we have to understand. Tzibur, which is not kavu azman, where does this fall in the sugya? Hutra, tzchuyah, where does this belong? So it's very interesting what Nachman's telling us. If we've got a korban tzibur over here, which is not kavu azman, it's a parvid azora, which we to say perhaps doesn't, does or doesn't, all of a sudden it's got a new set of considerations. Can hutra it is nish? And as I say, that's discussed before in the Tosfos of Rishonim over here to understand what it is and what it isn't it. So Rashi, it's a power of an oiva, interesting power, but it needs the sochim, so it has its mincha, and it has its nesochim. So we're talking about the mincha, not to forget what this Braiser was talking about. The mincha of this power, or the mincha of this Ailo Keves, was the mincha of a power tzibur of a nezorah, of a sotzai mincha. And the mincha became tomei, so it doesn't have the het of hutra b'tzibur because you could bring it any time, or b'duchuyah d'zir. The first interesting chiddush which we need to further develop. Zot the Gemara Vaita, Eilim, what kind of Ailo we're talking about? The Eilo shel Aaron. We're talking about an Ailo which Aaron brings on Yom Kippur. Aaron brings, there's three korbanos which Aaron has to bring, and one of them is the Eloi Shel Aaron. This Eloi Shel Aaron, the Gemara's understanding, why is it not included in the Hutra B'tzibur? So the Gemara, the Afagav, the Kivuel is man, it's an ayah which needs to be brought on Yom Kippur. Kivin the Yochidu Madrinon. Now this is another tremendous chiddush. A regular korban Yochid doesn't have any heter to bring a B'tzibur. Never. A regular korban Yochid, novel's then, the Tumah, sorry. Tumah is no heter korban Yochid. Ish nitche, ein a tzibur nitche. What would to be the halacha of yet, over here we're learning about this Elish al Aaron, although it's a korban yochid, because if it would be a korban tzibur, it would be also called the korbanos of Yom Kippur, which are parish al Aaron, or the other korbanos of Aaron, which we have to discuss. Have a het of a tzibur. But because this is a korban yochid, so it doesn't have a het of hutra, but it's the chuya. Which is another grace of chiddush we have to understand. Why can you bring a bechol tumah? The mincha of the Eilish and Aaron you will bring. So the chiddush of the power is it's a korban tzibur which is not kavu azman. The chiddush of the Eilish faket it's a korban yochid which is kavu azman. It's a korban yochid which you can only bring in Yom Kippur. And about those, both of these, we're entering into a new set of klolim. It doesn't have the hutra b'tzibur. Either tzibur is not kavu, or this is a yochid, but somehow it has it in the chuya. This is a locha which we have to try and understand. So Rashi, Eilo Shel Aaron, the Yom HaKippurim. So the Gemara, that because it's given the Yochid, Madrinon. So it's the Chuya, but it's also had this is the Chiddush number two. The last one of the Gemara, just to finish off the third one of this case, what's the Kvosim talking about? The Keves HaBoi Naomer, the Iker Sharaim LaAchila. What does that mean? Rashi says, the Chsev, Asisa B'yem, and Ifchem HaSoimer. The Hahim, Minchas Kvosim, the Toni, Lav, Minchas Nasochim, Ka'omar, the Kolil Hi, Ela b'mincha so'ima atzme abo'ima b'inik metzis v'shirein l'cholim. We're talking about, it's very interesting, mincha bo'ima keves. Where is this mincha bo'ima keves? So we're not talking a regular korban yochid, a mincha bo'ima keves, there's no din d'chuyah b'tzibur, so there's no din of bringing it even if you had to. And a regular korban tzibur is hucho. So where have we got this din? A very interesting case. It's talking about the mincha so'ima, back to the mincha so'ima that we're talking about before, which is considered mincha boim a keves, because the pasuk says va'asisa b'yom anivcha nasa'ima, to bring a keves. So it's a mincha which is an accompaniment to the keves. So why is it not hutro? Tzibu, mincha. The Torah says called shirei nacholim. We're back to the reason that we had before. Hayai says this is a korban oime which has shirayim. So this is a whole different issue with this mincha. It's not the problem it's had the korban tzibu. It's not the problem it's had the korban yochid. But it's the problem, the aforementioned problem that Rav Nachman said, lachatchila, that in a korban mincha where there's a kmita and a shirayim, which is what this korban oime is, lachatchila, ma'adrin and akshira, because of the chilu shirayim. So, grashi, bekeves, aboyim, aboyim, knechzim, asisim, aim, nivchem, oim, bahi, minchas kvosim, diktonim, lab, minchas nasochim. We're not talking about the minchas nasochim, because that would be to brought on the mizbeach, because it's hutro. The kolili. Because of the cheshbon, so minchas par, minchas ayil, and minchas keves. According to Reb Nachman, where lachatzchila you have to look for a new one, but for the evidence, the chuyo is either talking about a par of edazora, which is a par of a tzibur, but because it's not kavu alzman, it doesn't have utra. Or we're talking about the mincha of the ayil of Aaron Hakoyin and Yom Kippur, which is kavu alzman, but it's yochid, and therefore it's a new consideration. Or the mincha of the korban oimer, which comes with the keves, because the shirayim, so it doesn't have the regular dinucha, in order that the shirayim should be necholim. Obviously, Beis Hashem will revisit the sugya next week. It's not really, it's just a